Or there's an open question of what impact this will have on ranking, or so what are your thoughts about that? Or I mean, is that an unknowable at this point? Or
it is unknowable, but you know, Google loves data. They use data in a lot of ways. We know that they use the content of reviews. I wrote an article about their patent that they released in 2018, mm-hmm. where they literally count every noun, adjective, and adverb in a review and associate it with the entity that's being reviewed. Mm-hmm. And if it's a positive association, that increases the association of that word to the entity. In other words, if a business is frequently talked about as great engagement rings, mm-hmm. the word great, the word engagement rings get associated with the jeweler in a positive way, and they're used in delivering search results. So we know that words in reviews influence the reach of reviews, the topics in which they're going to show. So mm-hmm. we have to believe that this is likely. I think though the case for the business is more compelling, right? Now the data here is very rich, and historically businesses have looked at reviews as just a point in time. Oh, I got another good review today, or I got a bad review today. But I look at reviews as both a historical record as well as something that can be interpreted for business improvement, for marketing, and a bunch of other things, right? And so if you take that view of a review, this information is valuable, right?